Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today we're going to talk about the LSU football pound puppies. After taking a few days to digest the incredible 46-41 triumph of the undefeated LSU Tigers over the Alabama Crimson Tide in Tuscaloosa last Saturday, the underdog story of three key performers has remained on my mind. There has been a strange confluence of circumstances which has brought LSU's head football coach Ed Orgeron, Heisman hopeful quarterback Joe Burrow, and underappreciated running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire all together in Baton Rouge for this season. All three of these men have been instrumental in elevating the 2019 LSU Tigers football team back to the top of the college football world again. How they arrived in Baton Rouge, though, is yet another story. For Coach Orgeron, he easily could have been the head coach at the University of Southern California right now. After working his way up to become a head coach at Ole Miss from 2005 to 2007, he became the ex-head coach of Ole Miss after being fired following the Rebels' season-ending loss to rival Mississippi State. Today, Coach O acknowledges that he learned a lot from those years as a head coach at Ole Miss. He then went on to coaching defenses again, first landing with the NFL's New Orleans Saints in 2008, and then he returned to college football coaching again at the University of Tennessee in 2009. Then a year later in 2010, the Cajun football coach from La Rose, Louisiana, headed west to join the staff of USC under then-head coach Lane Kiffin. In 2013, Kiffin was abruptly fired during the season in late September. The athletics director at Southern Cal then handed the interim coaching keys to Ed Orgeron to finish out the football season. Coach O took over the team with a different mindset from his time back at Ole Miss. This time, he said that he responded to the team in a way that he mentored his own teenage sons. The team responded with a 6-2 finish on the year during Ed Orgeron's interim head coaching position. Instead of being rewarded with a second chance to become a head coach at a major university, though, Ed Orgeron was passed over this time for Steve Sarkisian, who had been coaching Pac-12 rival Washington. Coach O then resigned from USC to contemplate his next career move. It was time to go back to the bayous again. Enter LSU. In 2015, Coach Ed Orgeron became the defensive line coach for the LSU Tigers, and he worked with head coach Les Miles. During Orgeron's second season in Baton Rouge, though, Coach Miles, like Lane Kiffin at USC, was fired during late September of the 2016 football season. Louisiana native Ed Orgeron was now being asked to become the interim head coach for his home state LSU Tigers. Ironically, just like at USC in 2013, Ed Orgeron's LSU team finished the season in 2016 with a 6-2 record. After the season, Coach O had to wait, as LSU's athletic director wanted to test the waters to land a so-called hotter name head coach. The school flirted with the University of Houston's Tom Herman, but he took the job at University of Texas instead. Jimbo Fisher at Florida State also turned down his chance to come to LSU, though he ultimately left the Seminoles for a very lucrative job at Texas A&M the next season. So almost by attrition, LSU meekly awarded the head coaching job to one Ed Orgeron. The fans of Louisiana rejoiced as they saw a man who spoke their language, had the intensity that Tiger Nation demanded of their head coach, and who had the respect of the football players who played for him. Meanwhile, in Ohio, Joe Burrow, who played quarterback in high school as well as a nifty point guard for the basketball team, signed a football scholarship to play with the Ohio State University. Burrow arrived at Ohio State with impressive high school statistics, including passing for over 11,000 yards during his high school career. As a freshman, though, at Ohio State, Burrow was nicknamed John Burrow by the upperclassmen quarterbacks. The head coach, Urban Meyer, even told him at practice that he would be lucky to play for Division III college team Mount Union. By the time he made it to be a sophomore, Burrow noticed that the head coach had elevated him to FCS small school status, Youngstown State. Well, rather than sitting on the bench and accepting all this criticism, Burrow accepted the challenge to become a better quarterback and earn a chance to play for Ohio State. By his third year in Columbus, Burrow competed for the starting job, but then injured his hand late in the summer drills. Another year, another season on the Buckeyes bench for Joe Burrow. Burrow decided it was time to go elsewhere. Luckily for LSU fans, Burrow found Coach Orgeron in Baton Rouge as the best potential fit where he could compete for a quarterback job on a quality football team that might be good enough to play for a national championship. Burrow is having a Heisman Trophy-worthy final year at LSU. He has set passing records with 3,200 yards, 33 touchdowns, and 79% completion rate, and he still has three more games to go in the regular season as he leads the Associated Press's current number one team. But meanwhile, also in Baton Rouge, running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire grew up in the Louisiana capital city and played high school football for perennial football powerhouse Catholic High School. He was graded by the College Scouting Services as only a three-star prospect due to being vertically challenged. He's listed generously at 5'8". He also weighs around 200 pounds, which is about 25 pounds lighter than most other major college running backs. But then again, Clyde Edwards-Helaire isn't your average major college running back. Like his quarterback, Joe Burrow, he found the bench for most of his two seasons in college at his hometown university, LSU. He sat and watched as talented Tiger teammates such as Leonard Fournette and Darius Geis dominated the playing time. During this, his senior season at LSU in Baton Rouge, Clyde Edwards-Helaire has run for nearly 800 yards during his first nine games of the season and has tallied 11 touchdowns. He loves to play against the best competition, as he has racked up over 100 yards on the ground during wins over number 7 Florida, number 9 Auburn, and now number 1, former number 1, Alabama. On Saturday afternoon in Tuscaloosa, Clyde's four-touchdown scored against the Crimson Tide marked the first time that any football player has scored four times against a Nick Saban-led Alabama team since the coach arrived there in 2007. Tears fell as Edwards-Helaire embraced LSU wide receivers coach Mickey Joseph along the sidelines following that final touchdown sealing the win for the Tigers on Saturday. Edwards-Helaire described the team's first win over Alabama after eight straight losses to the team as overwhelming. And like his well-traveled head coach, Ed Orgeron, and Ohio State transfer quarterback Joe Burrow, Clyde Edwards-Helaire represents yet another LSU pound puppy. All three of these men have scrapped and worked for every bit of football success that they and this LSU team are realizing in 2019. As Clyde said, everybody can measure the things they see, but they can't measure your heart. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.